request a signal check and radio check connection unit request. Does anyone hear the sound of my voice? This is Kilo, call 7, Quebec, Echo, Oscar, Kilo, George, 7, Queen, Echo, Oscar, EJ, Delta, Juliet, and your station traffic. Call 7, Quebec, Echo, Oscar, Team George, 7, Queen, Echo, Ocean. Signal check, connection connect, am I connected to the system? WW7TSR, repeater. This is Kilo, Call 7, Quebec, Echo, Oscar, Chinese in 7, quite excellent operator. Name is DJ, Delta, Juliet. Any station copy. Kilo, call 7, Quebec, Echo, Oscar, Team George, 7, Clean, Echo, Ocean, any station copy. Any stations available at all. Kilo, call 7, Quebec, Echo, Oscar, Team George, 7, Clean, Echo, Ocean, DJ, that is Kilo. Need a radio check, radio check, radio check.
Kilo Golf 7 station, this is KJ7NUW Madeline. Hi there, I hear you.
Thank you, I copy. Madeline is currently on station. Kilo Golf 7, Quebec Echo Oscar, King George 7, Clean Echo Ocean. I have health and safety welfare traffic to pass to you. If you can please relay at the next available 9 p.m. next. I'll copy.
I don't think I totally understood, but also I don't think we really do relays for the social nets. But I'm interested in hearing what you said. So what was your message again? Sorry, I couldn't hear you super well.
Apologies. I currently am on a bus, noisy environment. You're on my Bluetooth hearing. I just want to let everyone know I'm all right and receiving help. I might have a home soon. I know relays don't typically happen of a social nature, but if you could please relay that, if able, when able, I would very much appreciate it. I won't be able to check in.
Okay, and it was Kilo Golf 7, Quebec Echo Sierra, is that correct?
Negative. Kilo Golf 7, Queen Echo Ocean. Kindly given 7, quite excellent operator. Name is DJ, Delta Juliet.
Got it. Okay, DJ. Sure, I'll send the word for you. And that's great. And I'm glad to hear the good news that you may have a place to stay. I'm sure many people in the community will be glad to hear that. And I'm sorry that it took so long for somebody to come back to you. The signal is definitely a bit weak. So anyway, okay, cool. Well, thanks for saying hi, and I hope you're doing well. KJ7NUW.
I've got to go now. Thank you so much for coming back. 7388. I'll catch you later down the line. No, I'm currently transmitting from Echo Link.
Got it. Okay, 7388 to you too. KJ7NUW.
KJ7NUW. KJ7, yes,
sir. Hi there, Sean.
Thanks for catching that. I couldn't make it out. All I caught was the K and the Q. Is he on a boat or something?
No, he said he was on a bus, and it was a really noisy environment, and I think it sounded like it was Echo Link. So, yeah, it took me a couple tries, too, there. But anyway, yeah, glad to hear he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. A bus would make sense, because they do tend to be kind of noisy. But at least he's okay. That's the main thing. I couldn't make it out either, but, yeah, he did say Echo Link.
Yep, I copied that, too. So, cool. Okay. Well, I sent you a message on MeshCore, Sean. I don't know if you saw that, but I heard your check-in earlier to KirksNet, and, there's definitely a way to reduce the amount of notifications that you get from the MeshCore app. So anyway, that's something that I'm happy to chat with you about, sort of figure out why it's giving you so many notifications And we can kind of tune that down a bit so that you're just getting the ones that, you know, that you want to hear and that you want to pay attention to. And then battery life is really just about the device that you have. The one that I put in there was the Helltech V3, Victor 3. And, yeah, that one is great because they're super cheap and they're good, reliable devices. And they've got a Wi-Fi chip and a Bluetooth chip, you know, that sort of stuff, which is really great. But the one downside for that device is they're not very energy efficient. So they chew through batteries really fast. So if you wanted to work on a node that has long battery life, I would recommend looking at a different device, something like rack wireless. There's a new Helltech out there, the T114, the Tango 114, that's also pretty efficient in terms of battery use. And then there's a couple of them out there as well that are really efficient. So that would be a good one to look into. Those would be some good options to look into for, you know, if you want something that you can carry around all day and have long-time battery use. For an example, I have the Helltech T114, and it has an 1100 milliamp battery, and it runs for a couple of days on that. So I have actually never run it all the way dead. It might probably even go longer. Back to you, Sean.
K9JEB.
And I heard K9JEB in there. Before I let him kick in, hey, John, before I let him kick in, is that a rechargeable battery as well?
Yeah, exactly. The one that I use is also rechargeable, and all these devices have a charge controller on there, battery management, that sort of thing. It works great. It works basically just like the one you have, except it's just a different, you know, just slightly different hardware there. So, okay. Well, hi, John. It's been a while.
Hey there. I just had a quick question for Madeline. Hi, Sean. Good afternoon. And hi, DJ, if you're still listening. I was kind of wondering why he was coming in on EchoLink. He used to have a little PID radio. So, anyway, I was going to ask him what happened to that. I got a mesh core node. I converted my Helltech V3 over to mesh core, and I have it running on my bench, on my workbench inside the house. And it's showing up on the map. So, like, I'm just kind of curious, like, is it doing any good for anyone inside on the bench? And if so, like, how would I tell? Because when I go to the map and click it, it just gives me some statistics. It doesn't tell me, like on ATRS, like who heard it and how many things it's heard and all those statistics and stuff. So, yeah, I was just curious if there's a way to find out if that thing's doing any good where it sits on the bench. Back to Madeline, K9JEB.
Yeah, John, real quick back to you. You set it up as a repeater or as a companion node?
Definitely a repeater. Repeater only.
Well, the only way that I know, well, so first off, I think I heard Sean mention the other day that she has seen you pop up on the map, so I'll be interested to see. I'll pass
I
it over to her
acquire
the
location
yeah,
at this
case.
Time.
I think so.
Hi, John, K9JEB.
And I should look and see if you popped up on my map. In the round robin here, I'll get my phone and take
lost.
A look and see if I've heard
damage,
it.
Stolen,
otherwise,
not in
I know that within the...
I must now
I know that within the...
I am at the crisis solution center solving my problems.
You can connect to the repeater node over the mesh, and it's got some administrative things there. You can actually look at you know, who its nearest neighbors are. There's some tools there that you can look at. I don't know if you can really see from a centralized location how far something has propagated out. I'm not aware of a way to do that, although I'm sure that there's people out there that... have more sophisticated logging setups, you know, like on a Raspberry Pi or something like that, that can probably do more diagnostics about the mesh network and have more statistics available. But I don't know how to do it. But I'll take a look and see if I've heard your node. I probably have if your node has been on there for a while. So let's head over to Sean and just see if she has seen it in her app pop up. KJ7NUW, KJ7EX, KJ7EXM, KJ7 N-U-W, in the group.
Okay, just so you're aware of it, there is another individual trying to come through. So to that individual, please stand by and we will get right to you. I'm just going to answer your question. For John, K9JB, I didn't see him per se in there. I know I caught KI7RMU, but it's not his mobile one. It's reading as KI7RMU. And all the others that you left me are in there, but I did not see K9JEB yet, if that says anything. Unless I misread, that should be the answer you're looking for, so I'll go ahead and let you pick that other person up.
Kilo. This is Kilo, Golf 7, Quebec Echo Oscar, King George 7, Queen Echo Ocean. I must soon disconnect. Please may I have a turn?
Yeah, go ahead, DJ.
Hi, guys. My favorite. I am at the Crisis Solution Center. I'm out on an appointment. I'm at my appointment here at the library. I've gotten a small leeway exemption to go pick up some hearing abettors and whatnot. I am maybe going to get a home soon. Been homeless, but I'm at the Crisis Solution Center over on South Main Street. I heard JD. My transceiver was lost, stolen, bags stolen, all my possessions. Blah, blah, blah. I must now disconnect and say 73 and 88 for now. I'm out on the 4th. My birthday is coming up on January 2nd. I wish to pass, I know of traffic regarding health and safety of me. I'm doing all right. I'm getting help. And I hope I need one more miracle in my life. So if you can light a candle and say a small lot, send some good positive energy my way. Yeah, someone could just let the net know that DJ's all right. Kilo, Golf 7, Queen Echo Ocean. I'll wait for a few responses and then I must go. I gotta get into the library.
Okay, I'll just jump in real quick and say hi. Good to hear you in there, DJ. Glad to hear you're doing okay. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Marilyn. Go ahead. TK7NUW in the group, K9JED.
Yeah, DJ, awesome. Thanks for coming back and saying hi. I'm really glad that you found a place, and sorry to hear that you lost the radio there. Please keep us updated along the way. And I'm super glad that you stopped by. Sean, over to you.
And the main thing is keep a good head on your shoulder and do the best you can. You can always get another radio and set up again eventually. So take your time with things. I wonder if maybe everything could be put into a Raspberry Pi shell. That gives me some thoughts, but the one you mentioned to me, Madeline, I'm going to keep in mind, and I will look that up. I did leave you a message on the other device, so when you get a chance, you take a look at it. And if you feel like having coffee over here one of these days and chatting about this stuff, that's cool. I'll go ahead and let you do what you're doing there, and thanks for letting me come back.
Yeah, Sean, cool. Okay, good. I'll check the other message over there, too. And K9JEB, I do see you. I just went over to my phone here. I see you on my Discover map, your repeater. And I was actually able to log into it. I just logged into it right now. Let's see. It looks like I am connecting to you through Haystack Mountain actually sees the repeater that is on your bench. And there's another repeater. Both of them are -6 and -8 dB from me. But anyway, I was able to log into your repeater live just now, and you have some guest telemetry, some basic guest telemetry enabled. And I'm able to see that repeater has two neighbors. So if you're connected to Haystack, even on a weak signal, which looks like it is, you're definitely making it. Your repeater is definitely seeing somebody, which is pretty cool. And I have three hops to get to you, which is Cougar Mountain, then from Cougar to Haystack, I think, if I'm seeing this right. Anyway. Yep, I see you. I don't know if you have a client node, but we could exchange we could exchange our public keys, and then I could probably message you directly. The connection might be a bit weak, but we could probably get a message through. Back to you, K9JEB, KJ7, and UW in the group.
All right, well, that's good news. Well, the fact that it's indoors and just sitting on my workbench has astonishing that it's actually working. So just imagine what it'll be when it has a clear view of the sky to north up to North Vancouver, BC, and south all the way down to Seattle. So it'll be probably fairly helpful. But I just got to get it physically mounted and connected, and so that's the hard part. So I'm going to see if I can work on that today, but we'll see. So anyway, well, cool. No, I don't have another device at the moment. But cool. Well, I just wanted to find out that if it was working. So I'm glad it is. So look forward to a much better signal on that device here in days to come. So anyway, I appreciate the info, and I'll turn it back over. It seems like it's kind of busy out there. So 73, and we'll catch you down the line. K9JEB, now clear.
All right, sounds good, John. It's been a while since I talked to you. Thanks so much for saying hi. And it was really cool to be able to actually log into your repeater there. I can't wait till it's up. Will you let everybody know? All right, Sean, I think you're still in the group there. I'll just throw over to you in case you have any other comments. Otherwise, I'll check my message and we can message over there, KJ7 and UW.
Okay. I will go ahead and say KJ7 ESM for ID. You asked me to take a look, so I'm looking, and I did find K9JEB repeater, which I did find, but when I bring it up, there's a lot of stuff here on the screen. I'm not touching until you explain it to me later. But it does say flood down at the bottom. So I found this, but not the one that should have details to say hi. So I guess we'll have to work on that one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds like you're seeing it too, probably on the Discover tab in the app, right?
Affirmative, and I did save it so that I wouldn't lose it. And then when I clicked on it, then I found, I think, the same thing you did. So, yeah, now I don't have the details yet, so I'll have to figure out how we do that for me to go and say hi to him and the family there, because I don't leave any of them out. Yeah, we'll have to work on that. I don't know how to do it, so I'll have to wait and have you show me the path. That way I can memorize it next time.
Yeah, sure. Happy to show you that sometime. John's going to need to get a Bluetooth companion node, and provision that as a client in the client configuration, so that he can use that repeater and then he gets on the mesh, because he's got a repeater, but you can't actually send or receive messages through the repeater. So it's kind of dedicated infrastructure that way, or architecture, I should say, that way. So anyway, sounds like maybe we need to get him one, or he needs to get one, so that we can message him. So hopefully that'll happen soon. All right, Sean, good to talk to you, and a radio wave to DJ, and good to hear from you too, John. KJ7 and UW, I'll go back to monitoring.
KJ7 and UW, NT1B.
NT1B, hi. KJ7 and UW.
We had chatted a while ago on a different repeater around the time of the repeater roundabout about the mesh core, and I just wanted to kind of come back by and say hi, and thanks for tips on that. I got a note about the repeater set up, and it's been fun.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad to hear you've been having fun with it. Yeah, me too. I've been having fun, and I think a lot of people are. And it's really, I think one thing that's really cool about it is that there's a bunch of people that are like, they're ham curious, and they're, they're into radio and stuff, but not necessarily hams. And I think it's a great intersection of the ham community and these other folks that, maybe they're not hams yet, but they're learning about all these concepts that we learn about in ham radio, like, repeaters and, where to put a repeater and how to set all this stuff up. And anyway, I find it to be really, really cool, and I hope that it means that we get more people into the hobby.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been thinking about that as well, just like friends that I have that are curious about radio, but learning stuff you need to technician's exam and stuff like that is kind of a high first burden, so I am kind of curious to try to get them into the mesh core device, like probably if I provision one up and pitch it on, you know, kind of thing. Sounds like you can think about it on the Seattle area too.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. And I mean, I think that I feel like MeshCore and MeshTastic, these technologies, they have value in and of themselves in that, it's encrypted off-grid communication, and like it kind of just goes into the constellation of different modes and technologies that we can use that's independent from traditional commercial, radio. So. Anyway, I'm glad for it, and it's cheap, and it's fun, and you get to play around with 3D printed stuff, and it's just a good combination of everything. So anyway, I'm enjoying it, as you know. So thanks for saying hi. I'm glad to hear you again, KJ7NUW.
Yeah, thanks again. I had been thinking about it and having that conversation and was like, I'm going to go buy some stuff. So it just got me to do that. Again, thanks. And 73, NT1B.
So many call signs to keep track of. KJ7EXM returning here. I will be looking for your messages on the other device, but there you go. Anyway, I'll leave you to it, I need more coffee. KJ7EXM.
All right, sounds good, Sean. And NT1B and anybody else, Amy, KB9IQX, and I, on Saturday, January the 10th, are going to be hosting the PSRG educational meeting. And that's, I think, at 1:30 p.m. Let me look. I think it's 1:30 p.m. Anyway, we're just going to talk about our experiences with MeshCore, and it's a high-level introductory to MeshCore. So anyway, so anybody who wants to learn about our experiences and some of the fun we've had with it is welcome to attend. And that's on January the 10th, the PSRG educational meeting. So I'm looking forward to that. I need to work on that presentation, actually, but it should be fun. All right, Sean, I'll message you in a few minutes on the other side. KJ7NUW.
All righty, KJ7NUW. You take care, and I'll be looking for those messages. And thanks for the two-rag session. I appreciate it. I don't get to talk to too many people that often. When I do, it's usually on the net, but give me a chance off the net to also gab at people. All right, you take care, and I'll be looking for those. And KJ7EXM, I will go clear with you, and thanks a bunch. Much appreciated.
KJ7LGY Monitoring Mobile.
Hello, this is Delta Oscar 6 Echo Delta. Delta Oscar 6 Echo Delta testing.
This is Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.